Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia Iyomike. I am the CEO of Anchor Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. In this video, I'm going to talk to you guys about how God changed my view of perfectionism. So in my other video, when I was talking about delegating, I talked to you guys about just this rock bottom moment that I had with my whiteboard, and I was crying and writing down everything that was going on in my life and business and just trying to structure it in a way to where it flowed better and had a lot more harmony than what I was experiencing at that time. What I didn't tell y'all was that God also dealt with me during this time about my own perfectionism ways. I've always been an overachiever. I'm very vocal about that. I mean, we have videos on how to tame your inner hustler, all of the things. So it's human nature for me to get things done and to try to do them well and be excellent all the time. And I was just so focused on being excellent. And I would even back it up with scripture talking about I was working as if I'm working before the Lord, which is in Colossians. So I thought that I was doing things right, but God began to show me that the root of my overwhelm was that I was putting myself in a position I was never created to be in. The Bible tells us that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, set apart so that we can declare His excellencies. And in this time period, the reason why I was so frustrated was I was trying to declare my own. The reason why I was so frustrated, God began to show me it's not my job to be excellent. It's my job to declare His excellencies. It's my job to be available to be used so that He can get the glory. So what perfectionism does is it validates me. My overachieving nature, it validates me. It makes me look good. It allows me to collect all these accolades and trophies, but it's self-centered.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. I need the right person with the right background who can move my business forward. If I wanted a candidate who matched what I'm looking for, I trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on these other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results that you need. Sponsored Jobs boosts your posts for quality candidates so that you can reach the exact people that you want faster. And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates. I know for me, as we're going into this new year, I need some help, especially on the back end for this podcast. I would want somebody who has a history in digital marketing, someone who was very tech savvy, that is very experienced with different AI tools specifically as it relates to content, somebody who's done this before. And here's the thing with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. I get people who fit that description. I'm not digging through resumes of people who've only edited one YouTube video 20 years ago. I'm getting actual individuals who know what they're doing. People who've done this before and can prove it. That's what makes the difference. You get people who are actually what you're looking for. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And not intentional, but that's just how I am, right? But that's my flesh. And so in order for me to truly walk out righteously and be a servant of God and not just someone who's building an altar to myself, I have to put myself and my flesh and my nature and my character in its right place, which is secondary to how God wants me to live, right? So my purpose on this earth, we talk about purpose a lot, but my core purpose is to be like Christ, and to bring glory to Him. Simple as that. We talk a lot about purpose. And my core purpose, our core purpose, is to glorify Him, to obey Him, so that He gets the glory, so that His will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Not so that I can have all the letters behind my name, or I can have all the plaques on the wall, or I can have all the followers and the influence or whatever. It's for Him. And it's so freeing to make that adjustment. So even after I did all the delegating and I was able to hire out and outsource all of these different things, I also had peace of mind, because now I was able to take that weight off my shoulders and that pressure off, to understand that it's not my job to make it all happen. It's my job to just be readily available to be used by God so that He can get the glory. And I don't have to be perfect, because He is. I don't have to know it all, because He does. I don't have to get it right every time, because He's going to course correct me. I don't have to convince people to buy from me, because my income comes from Him. I don't have to do all of this, because He makes my name great. It's such a freeing, let's just exhale for a second. It's such a freeing place to be when you realize that. So for all of my perfectionists out there, I have like plenty of podcasts on this, like about type A personalities. We'll just, if you search any of this on blessedandbossedup.com, you'll find the podcast on them. But it's just so freeing for us as perfectionists, type A people, and it's so necessary. It's freeing, but it's also necessary for us to just keep top of mind that we're not God. He is. It's not our job to be perfect. It's just to make way for His perfection to be shown through us. That's it. That's all. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.